tuned to your choices clear.
The game you're looking for is here.
We're your local sports connection. Full news, scores, and play-by-play.
The action at home or away.
Your local sports favorites are here on the Breeze 94.5.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Pershing Auditorium in downtown Lincoln tonight. We've got girls' state high school basketball on 1230. KHS, and also on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Tonight it is Centura taking on the Sandy Creek Cougars in the opening round game of Class C1. Centura coming in a record of 20 wins and 6 losses on the season. Sandy Creek at 21-1 as they score off here in the opening round in Class C1. This is a matchup with the number 2 seeded Cougars and the number 7 seed in Centura. These teams did not play during the 2010-2011 regular season. Centura making their 11th appearance here in the state high school basketball tournament. Their first since 2004. Centura finishing runner-up in Class C2 in 2000, and they were runner-up in Class C1 in 2001. Sandy Creek making their 14th appearance here in the girls' state high school basketball tournament. Of course, they won the Class C2 state title a year ago. And of course, Sandy Creek had that marvelous run of 9 state titles since 1991, including a C1 championship win over Centura back in 2000. So Sandy Creek won the state championship last year in 2010. They also won in 2001 in Class C2, won in 2000, also won in 1999, 1998, 1997, 1996, 1992, and 1991. So Russ Meinmeier, the head coach for the Cougars, back in familiar territory as he brings a very good basketball team to the state tournament again here for 2010-2011. Sandy Creek, the only question mark is they have been off for 15 days. The Cougars lost in the opening round of the sub-district basketball tournament to Fairbury. They were upset by the Jets by the score of 53-44. So Sandy Creek has been sitting around for 15, 16 days without playing. They received one of the 2 wild cards in Class C1. So we'll see how that affects the Cougars, especially early in the basketball game here tonight. Centura won their district championship. They open up their postseason play with a win over Kearney Catholic 57-51. They came back to beat Minden by a score of 45-43 in the sub-district championship game, and then ousted O'Neill in the district championship by a score of 46-33. So it's Sandy Creek and Centura tonight, opening round in Class C1 of the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. We'll come back at some more pregame information as we continue on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Financial services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Red Cloud, Hastings, in Beatrice, Nebraska, and Marysville, Kansas.
The unbelievable tractor tire sale is on now at CPI Mr. Tire. Co-op pivot tires are as low as $151 cash and carry for size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax tractor tire is as low as $925 cash and carry for size 480 ADR 42. Other tractor tires are also on sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seeds pregame show. We're at Pershing Auditorium in downtown Lincoln here tonight. Class C1 action from the Girls State High School basketball tournament. Action so far here in C1, Norfolk Catholic today has lost to top-seeded Wahoo 64-35. Minden has picked up a win today. The Whippets over Gordon Rushville by a score of 49-38. So Wahoo will play Minden tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Centura getting ready to face Sandy Creek here tonight. Winner will move on to the semifinals tomorrow afternoon at 3:45 at the Sports Center. They'll take on the winner of this second ball game here tonight between Hastings St. Cecilia and Ashland Greenwood. I'll let you know what's going on in the state tournament thus far in case you're just joining us for the first action of the day in Class A. It was Bellevue East knocking out Papillion La Vista today by a score of 53-48. Second ball game in Class A, Millard West over Lincoln Southeast, 45-32. So Bellevue East will play Millard West tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at the Sports Center. Elsewhere in Class A, it was Bellevue West over Papillion La Vista South, 75-58. And it was Omaha Central beating Columbus by a score of 65-32. So Bellevue West will play Omaha Central at 10:45 tomorrow morning. Class B, Seward has beaten Omaha Scott 61-42. The Blue Jays will face Beatrice in the semifinals tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Sports Center. Beatrice picking up a win over Scott's Bluff today, 65-52. The other two first-round games are going to be played tonight at the Sports Center. Elkhorn getting ready to go out with Norris here tonight at 7 o'clock, and then Holdridge will take on Lexington in the late ball game at 8:45. We gave you the C1 scores from earlier today. Wahoo over Norfolk Catholic, 64-35. And Minden over Gordon Rushville, 49-38. Class C2 from earlier today. Semifinals are now set as Crofton beat Lincoln Christian today, 54-48. It was Aquinas Catholic beating Morrill, 53-35. So Crofton will play Aquinas tomorrow at 9 o'clock here at Pershing Auditorium. Elsewhere in Class C2, it was Hardington Cedar Catholic upsetting second seed Sutton by the score of 49-44. And Homer in overtime beat the number three seed Lutheran High Northeast by the score of 45-43. So in the semifinals tomorrow at 9, Crofton will play Aquinas. Hardington Cedar Catholic against Homer in a 10:45 ball game tomorrow morning. Class C1, it was Chambers Wheeler Central beating Sutherland today 50-24. They will play Howells in the semifinals tomorrow night. Howells beat Exeter Milligan today 42-39. The other two first-round games going to be played tonight. Amherst is playing West Point Central Catholic and Pender against Newman Grove. Finally, in Class D2 from the state tournament thus far, Lindsay Holy Family over Meade 40-20. Lindsay Holy Family will play Wynot in the semifinals tomorrow. Wynot winning over Ansley by the score of 51-28. The other two games in the first round being played tonight. Lawrence Nelson getting set to go at it with Brady in the 7 o'clock ball game at Lincoln East. And then the last ball game out at East tonight will have Elkhorn Valley taking on Hayes Springs. We have got Class C1 action for you tonight here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Great matchup for the opening round is Sandy Creek, 21-1 on the season. Gets ready to take on the Centurions out of Centura. They are 20-6. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 30 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly support Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill at Ayer. The Fairfield Nonstop Co-op.
State basketball. What a memorable occasion. Let Julie Nitsch capture your memories and teach you how to preserve them with her portrait studio and scrapbooking center. Go to portraitsandpages.com to learn more. Portraits and Pages, 223 South High Street in Caro.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, call Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro. Call Bosch for a tight weld.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, muffler, or total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care. Now offering computer alignments, too. And for total storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 in Kansas, in Caro.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Pershing Auditorium, downtown Lincoln tonight. Opening round game in Class C1 of the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Sandy Creek going to be the visiting team on the scoreboard here tonight. They'll be dressed in their red uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white. Centura going to be dressed in their white uniforms tonight, trimmed and lettered in the burgundy-looking color here as both teams are going through their final workouts out here on the floor at Pershing. Heading to the respective sidelines now. We'll have the introduction of the starting lineups coming up in just a couple of minutes. Eric Boudaris is on hand down on press row for us tonight, just a couple of minutes before the tip-off of the ball game between Sandy Creek and Centura. And first of all, Eric, I guess the big question is, how's Sandy Creek going to react after 15, 16 days off, huh?
Well, they did this a year ago, so they've got the experience. They lost in the exact same round, the exact same game a year ago, came back and won the Class C2 state championship. The good thing about the Cougars is they have the veteran leadership, not only on the bench with Coach Neidmeyer, but both, you know, with Carrie Shaw, Ashley Harms, Montana Heinrichs. These senior girls and junior girls, they know what to do.
How do you see the ball game tonight?
It's going to be a very good ball game. I think Sandy Creek's going to have a difficult time pressuring the ball against Centura just because Courtney Aiken is really a premier ball handler. It's going to, I think, be a fairly low-scoring game, a little lower than what Sandy Creek would like, but it'll be a good ball game.
Okay, thanks.
Eric
Boudaris from the Hastings Tribune covering the ball game with us here tonight at the Pershing Auditorium. We got the playing of the national anthem coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River. Ask about our custom applications. Best wishes to our area athletes from Agricultural Services.
Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center wishes the combined forces of the Clay Center and Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Big Daddy's Diner is the home of the Big Daddy Burger, also serving lunch and supper with daily specials and soft serve ice cream. Big Daddy's Diner is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Stop and see Steve, Jeremy, and Donita at Big Daddy's Diner on South Center and Clay Center. Have great seasons, Cougars, from everyone at Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Part of our community, part of your life, Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The Pershing Auditorium in downtown Lincoln tonight. Girls State High School basketball here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Both of these teams really rely on their defense. Sandy Creek averaging only 33.5 points on their defensive side of things as far as the opposition defensive scoring average. The Cougars are averaging 67.7 points per ball game on offense. Centura, likewise, 32.3 points they give up per ball game. They average 57.3 points per ball game on offense. So two very good coaches in Russ Neidmeyer for the Sandy Creek Cougars and Kathy Mettenbrink. Been up there a long time at Centura, the head coach for the Centurions. They really rely on defense. Sandy Creek hitting 43% of their field goal tries so far this year, 28% from three-point territory, 62% from the free throw line. Centura's almost identical, 42% from the field. They are a little bit better from three-point territory at 38% and a little bit better from the free throw line at 65%. Both teams out-rebound their opposition. Sandy Creek, they out-rebound their opponents by 10, and the Centura out-rebounds their opponents by 6. So a pretty even matchup here in the opening round of the Class C1 State High School Basketball Tournament as Sandy Creek gets set to take on Centura. Although this is a number 2 and a number 7 seed matched up here. And again, the winner moves on to the semifinals in Class C1. They will play tomorrow afternoon at 3:45 at the Bob Devaney Sports Center against the winner of the next ball game coming up between Hastings St. Cecilia and Ashwood Greenwood. Look at the starting lineups for Sandy Creek here tonight. Bailey Morris, a 5'4" and senior. Morris is averaging 9 points and 2.7 rebounds per game. Montana Hendricks is a 5'10" junior. She is averaging 7.8 points per ball game, 2.1 rebounds per game. Ashley Harms is a 5'11" junior, averaging 14 points and 5.1 rebounds per game. Carrie Shaw is a 5'10" senior. She is averaging 10.9 points and 7.2 rebounds per game. Michaela Shaw is a 5'11" sophomore. She is averaging 13 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. The Cougars are coached by Russ Neinmeyer. Centura will go with Abby Suntek, who's a 5'7" senior. She is averaging 12.9 points and 1 rebound per ball game. Taylor Wetzel is a 5'4" junior. She is averaging 7.9 points per ball game and 1.2 rebounds per game. Courtney Aiken is a 5'9" junior. She is averaging 13.5 points and 8.2 rebounds per game. Jessica Schultes is a 5'11" junior. She's averaging 7 points and 5 rebounds per game. And Lene Lytle is a 5'10" senior. She is averaging 7 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. So again, welcome aboard. It's Girls St. High School basketball tournament action for you tonight on the Breeze. And the other games tipping off here at 7 o'clock around the city of Lincoln. In Class B at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, Elkhorn is taking on Norris. Class D1 at Lincoln Southwest, Amherst getting set to do battle with West Point Central Catholic. That game on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR tonight. And in Class D2 at Lincoln East, it is Lawrence Nelson taking on Brady. Sandy Creek will shoot to our basket to our left. Ball is in the air, and the Cougars control the opening tip. Shaw's got the ball for Sandy Creek. So here we go. A couple of teams that really love to play defense going at it here in the opening round of the Class C1 State High School basketball tournament. Hendricks has got the ball to Morris. Lob pass down low, grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring down there is Montana Hendricks. Montana Hendricks gets the feed from Bailey Morris, and Sandy Creek goes out on top with a score of 2-0. Just a couple of seconds into the ball game, Centura back in their offensive zone, shooting to our basket to our right here tonight. Wetzel comes across the top. They get it to Lytle, now on the wing on the left side to a Courtney Aiken. Cross-court pass comes to Wetzel over here. Just beyond the three-point circle, Sandy Creek plays that traditional tough man-to-man defense. Wetzel having problems getting rid of it right in front of us now as they get the ball to a Lytle. Picked up out there by Michaela Shaw for Sandy Creek. Back out near the 10-second line is Suntek. Her feet on the left sideline is nearly intercepted and is lost out of bounds. Bailey Morris got her hands on it there for Sandy Creek and nearly went the other way. Lost it out of bounds, and Centura will play things in. Right in front of the Cougar bench on the far side here at the Pershing Auditorium, downtown Lincoln. Here's the Aiken driving the ball toward the hole. Her shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Ashley Harms with a board here for the Cougars. Back the other way comes Bailey Morris. Dribbles behind her back. Takes it inside. Collision. Foul is going to be called as Morris goes up for the shot. She misses the field goal there. But she'll go to the free throw line here as she was hammered on the play. And Bailey Morris will go to the line now for Sandy Creek. She was fouled by Jessica Schultes. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on Centura here in the first quarter of play. And Bailey Morris, the transfer from Silver Lake to the free throw line here for Sandy Creek. And her shot is up there. It's good. Bailey Morris hitting 68% of her free throws so far this year. She is now 56 out of 81 from the free throw line. The Cougars is a team hitting 62% of their foul shots. Next shot up there by Bailey. It's up and in. So Sandy Creek has got the lead over Centura early in the ball game. It is 4-0. Now the Cougars applying some pressure here in backcourt. Here's a Suntek with the ball. Splits a couple of defenders. Gets it into the offensive zone. Taylor Wetzel moves it down to Lytle. Drives the baseline. Has to get rid of it. Does so. Out here to Suntek. Moves it over on the wing on the left side. That's Aiken with the ball. Comes across the top to Wetzel. Wetzel now to Suntek here on the near sideline. Suntek trying to get away. Hendricks right in her face defensively. Comes back out to a Courtney Aiken. Shaw will pick her up. Aiken starts off right, now left. Here's a feed that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Bailey Morris. She outraces the defense, takes it to the hole and scores, and she is fouled in the play. Bailey Morris gets the interception and takes it coast-to-coast there for the Cougars, and she is fouled on the play. It's 6-0 Sandy Creek, and Morris goes back to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. That's a foul on Jessica Schultes. That's her second, and we've got a timeout from head coach Kathy Mettenbrink of the Centura Centurions. Timeout, 6:22 to play here in the first quarter. Sandy Creek 6, Centura nothing.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Henrik's Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Pershing Auditorium in Lincoln tonight for the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Good start for Sandy Creek. 6-0 is the score. Bailey Morris with the free throw line or shot good. So Morris has already got 5 points in the ballgame. Sandy Creek is out to a 7-0 lead. Cougars applying that pressure in backcourt. Here comes the Centurio with the ball. Courtney Aiken has got it down the near sideline. Courtney brings it into the offensive zone. Lobs it over to the far sideline. It's over the head of Suntex. She saves it, but right into the hands of Bailey Morris. A turnover on Centurio. Morris drives for the hole. Her shot is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Aiken. So the second turnover on Centurio against this Cougar defense. Here comes Centurio back the other way. Down in the corner, Wetzel sends it inside, grabbing the ball. There's a shot, no good. Foul shot, no good. And the rebound comes down to Michaela Shaw. Lytle missing a couple of shots of point-blank range there for Centura. And Shaw gets the rebound for Sandy Creek. Bailey Morris comes back the other way. Morris now to Hendricks. Dribbles inside. 10-footer is put up there. It's too strong. No good. Ball picked up on the hop in the lane by Lytle. We're down to 5 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Centura has got the ball. Aiken goes on the far sideline down to Suntec. Picked up by Hendricks of Sandy Creek. Out on top now to Wetzel. Moves it over on the wing on the right side to Aiken. Cross-court pass goes to Suntec. She launches up a three. Her shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Carrie Shaw for Sandy Creek. Here come the Cougars. The defending champions in Class C2. Sandy Creek winning the championship last year. And now they're trying their luck here in Class C1 for the 2010-2011 season. They go back door. Hendricks grabs it. Her shot is up there. Just rolls out for the iron. No good. And a foul called. Nice pass from Bailey Morris from the left wing. They went back door here. And a personal foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Centura. It's going to go on Aiken. And stepping to the free throw line is going to be Ashley Harms for Sandy Creek. Ashley Harms to the line. Her shot is up there. It is good. She'll get one more. That's the third team foul already on Centura in the ballgame. End of the ballgame now for the Centurions will be Amanda Bozinski. She's averaging 2.5 points and almost 3 rebounds per game. Ashley Harms will have one more shot here. It's up. It's good. Sandy Creek has scored the first 9 points in the ballgame. 9-0, the Cougars have the lead over the Centurions. Aiken with the ball now, working against Shaw. Gets it into the offensive zone. Courtney Aiken on the dribble, lobs it down here in the corner. They get it in the deep corner down to Suntec, back outside now. Sandy Creek stays with that man-to-man. Aiken with the ball. Aiken picked up by Shaw. There's a feed to the left side. Again, it's going to be tipped by Bailey Morris, and the ball goes out of bounds. That's the second or third time that Bailey Morris has got her hands on the ball as a feed comes over that wing on that left side against his defense. That time Morris just knocks it out of the bounds, and Centura will have to play things in here in backcourt. Bozinski looking to get things in. She does. Aiken has got it now. She brings it up against Carrie Shaw again. Aiken crosses the midcourt stripe on the left side of the floor, trying to penetrate. Bounce pass goes to Suntec for three. Her shot from the corner is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound, and we're going to have a foul called. Michaela Shaw came down with it there for Sandy Creek, and somebody was on her back. A foul's going to go on Lytle. That's going to be her first. That's team foul number 4 already on Centura. The Centurions have not scored for 3.5 minutes in this first quarter. 9-0 is the score. Sandy Creek out on top of Centura. And the Cougars have the ball back the other way. Bailey Morris has got it. Left-handed dribble. Now switches hands, goes to Montana Hendricks over there on the wing on the right side, feeds inside. Shaw mishandles the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Wetzel. First turnover on Sandy Creek. Then she loses the ball. Big pileup here at the 10-second line. And finally, a jump ball is called. The arrow is pointing in favor of Centura, so the Centurions will maintain control. Lawrence Nelson and Brady tied up at 4 points apiece early in the ball game. What's going on out of Lincoln East tonight? 4-4, Brady and Lawrence Nelson tied up early in that contest. 9-0 is the score here. Sandy Creek out on top of Centura. Now a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on Montana Hendricks of Sandy Creek. That's going to be your first. That's team foul number 1 on the Cougars. Amanda Bozinski will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. Bozinski holds it. Comes out now between the rings to Aiken. Picked up again by Carrie Shaw. Aiken gets away. Dribbles to the wing on the left side. Gives it away now to Bozinski. Back to Aiken on the wing. Aiken sends a ball inside and right through the fingertips of Lytle out of bounds. Renee Lytle was posted up left side of the lane to try to get her the ball and threw it right by her. Third turnover on Centura here in the ball game. 3 minutes and 48 seconds to play. The Centurions still have a goose egg on the scoreboard. 9-0 is the score. Sandy Creek has got the lead. Hendricks on the far sideline. Cross-court pass comes over here. Here's Ashley Harms. Her shot is up and in from just inside the ring. Ashley Harms scores. It's 11-0 in favor of Sandy Creek. Pressure by the Cougars here in backcourt. Aiken has got the ball. Lobs it down in the corner. Right over the head of Taylor Wetzel out of bounds. The fourth turnover on Centura in the second straight. And now head coach Kathy Mettenbrink wants to call another timeout. We've got a timeout, 3 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with the score, Sandy Creek 11, Centura nothing.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company proudly supports the Sandy Creek School athletes, teams, and coaches, and wishes the Cougars successful seasons. The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company has been serving the needs of Clay Center and the South Central Nebraska area for almost 120 years, specializing in farm-related insurance and providing peace of mind for South Central Nebraska farmers. Call 1-800-762-3860 for your nearest agent. Since 1891, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company on West Fairfield in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at Pershing Auditorium, downtown Lincoln tonight. Class C1, State High School basketball on the Breeze. 11-0 is the score. Sandy Creek has got the lead. Centura has went half of this first quarter without scoring. Now we got a traveling violation out top here on Bailey Morris as she was trying to set things up offensively for the Cougars. An unforced turnover there. That's the second turnover on Sandy Creek in the ballgame. And Centura will play things in. Buzinski looking to get it in against the Sandy Creek pressure. They get it in to Aiken. Picked up by Carrie Sean. She's going to flip the ball now to Taylor Wetzel. And Wetzel will bring things up against Bailey Morris. Brings it across the midcourt stripe. Shaw picks her up now. Lob pass goes down in the corner. Entry pass. They get it inside. Buzinski's turnaround jumper is blocked, but a foul is called. They got Buzinski the ball, but a turnaround jumper there was blocked, and a foul is going to be called here on Ashley Harms of Sandy Creek. That's going to be your first. Team foul number two on the Cougars. Going to the free throw line now for Centura is going to be Amanda Buzinski, a 68% foul shooter on the season for Centura. Her shot is up there, good. And finally, Centura is on the scoreboard. With 3 minutes and 3 seconds to play here in the first quarter, it's now 11-1 in favor of Sandy Creek. Amanda Buzinski will have one more. She eyes the bucket. Second shot is up there. That one is good. So a couple of free throws from Buzinski, and now it's a 11-2 ball game. As Sandy Creek comes back quickly, Morris goes for the holder shot, no good, but it was deflected out of bounds. Last touch there by Centura. Last touch down there by Lene Lytle of the Centurions. So Sandy Creek will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Ashley Harms gets it to Michaela Harms. Back down, lower shot is up and in. Ashley Harms scores. She's now got 6 points in the ball game, and it's 13-2. Sandy Creek now with an 11-point lead here in this first period. Taylor Wetzel with the ball, picked up by Bailey Morris. Comes over here right in front of us. That's a Courtney Aiken with the ball, picked up by Carrie Shaw. Aiken goes on the high post. That's going to be Abby Suntech with the ball now. Abby comes over on the wing on the right side to Aiken. Back out between the circles to a Suntech. Here's a long-range jumper. It's going to be no good by Suntech, and the rebound comes down to Lytle. She goes down low. Here's a shot by Aiken that's going to be no good. Bound with the rebound, and it's going to be a jump ball. So Centura getting 2 and 3 shots to the hole there on this possession, but they still come up with nothing to show for it on the old scoreboard. Taylor Horst into the ball game now for Sandy Creek. 2 minutes and 21 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Sandy Creek out on top of Centura by a score of 13-2. Here comes Bailey Morris back with the ball now for the Cougars. Goes over to Horst, free throw line extended to the right sideline. Down in the corner to Shaw. Down to Bailey Morris, top of the key to Ashley Harms. Drops it down low. Here's Michaela Shaw. She's in the lane. The ball ripped out of there. Now we got a jump ball. It's called. Shaw did not handle it in there. The ball is knocked loose. A jump ball is called. The arrow is pointing in favor of Centura, so that's going to be a turnover on Sandy Creek, their third of the ball game. Back into the contest now for Sandy Creek. They're checking in for the first time. It's going to be Tori Wheeler Toy Wheeler coming in. Bailey Moore is going to get a quick breather here for head coach Russ Neinmeyer. 2:02 to play in the first quarter. Sandy Creek out on top by a score of 13-2. Bringing the ball back will be Taylor Wetzel. She works against Tori Wheeler out there. Wetzel starts off right, now left, goes on the left sideline. That's going to be a SunTech with the ball. Out between the rings now to Courtney Aiken, who still has not scored here in the ball game. She's one of the leading scorers for Centura, averaging 13.5 points per ball game. Here's SunTech for three. Her shot's way off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Ashley Harms for Sandy Creek. Harms gets the ball now to Tori Wheeler. Wheeler, left-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe, has it slapped away. It is loose and is going to be picked up here by Aiken. She drives for the hole for Centura. Running layup is going to be no good. Centura wanted a foul. They didn't get it. Now here's the ball loose in the far sideline, and finally Russ Neinmeyer gets up and calls the timeout. Ball was knocked loose a couple of times over there. Sandy Creek finally grabs it. Tori Wheeler right in front of the Cougar bench, and Russ says, hold on, gang. Let's get things under control as get bodies flying all over the place. We got a timeout, 1:19 to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with the score, Sandy Creek 13, Centura 2.
Mills Ag Service of Dan and Brock is always geared up and ready to help you in the field. Repairing international and all tractor brands, carrying irrigation parts and accessories, what you need, when you need it, from Mills Ag Service of Dan and Brock, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Congratulations to the Centurions from Lucas Savage Furniture, Carpeting, and Appliance. We're proud to have you representing our area at State and wish you continued success with the rest of the school year. Good luck from Lucas Savage Furniture, Carpeting, and Appliance in downtown Farewell.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Quarter in Class D1, West Point Central Catholic leading Amherst by the score of 30-9. Sandy Creek with the ball down low. Michaela Shaw, her little short jumper out for the baseline, is up and in. Michaela Shaw gets her first field goal of the ball game. She's averaging 13.2 on the season, and the Cougars have built a 13-point lead early in this one. 15-2 is the score. Taylor Wetzel with the ball now for Centura. Dribbles behind her back, gets away from Bailey Morris. Into the offensive zone on the far sideline. Now brings it back to the center of the floor. Comes over here to a SunTech. Her pass is deflected, picked up by Aiken. Out of SunTech, back to Aiken again. Deep in a corner, Wetzel throws up a three. Her shot is going to be no good. An air ball goes out of bounds, and it was last touch by Centura. Now the official is going to confer down here. They signal Sandy Creek's way. Now the official is going to confer down here on the baseline, and they're going to give the ball to Centura. The Centurions already dropping back in their defensive zone. They got to come back the other way. So Centura will play things in underneath their own basket to the left side. 41 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Sandy Creek out on top of Centura by the score of 15-2. And now the scoreboard operator down there has rung the horn a couple of times here. And they want to talk things over down here on the scores table. Some of you might have checked in without reporting, or did they? Now they're going to talk with Russ Neinmeyer on the far sideline. Everything seems to be all right, and it's going to be Centura inbounding the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. So Lytle will play things in for Centura. The Centurions trailing here in the ball game by a score of 15-2. They lob it way out here and back into the backcourt, picked up there by Wetzel of Centura. Sandy Creek in that tough man-to-man defense works against Morris. Over on the wing on the right side to Young, who's into the ball game now. There's a feed inside. It's going to be tipped away. It's going to be picked up by Sandy Creek. A fifth turnover. Long pass down to floor is out of bounds, and it's going to be lost out of bounds. Off for the fingertips of Shaw, who had it down there and had it tipped away, it appeared. But it's off for the fingertips of Shaw, out of bounds. So Sandy Creek turns it away for the fourth time here in this ball game. That's going to be Centura coming back the other direction. We're down to 20 seconds to play. Taylor Wetzel with the ball now against Bailey Morris down the left sideline. Wetzel dribbles, takes it on the far side to Aiken. Courtney holds it. Now to Young inside the free throw circle. Now they give it away now to a Baczynski, who's back into the ball game. Out here to Wetzel. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. They lob it inside to Baczynski, and they throw it overhead out of bounds. 6 turnovers in Centura. The Centurions were going for the final shot there. Try to go inside to Baczynski, and they threw it out of bounds. And now Centura is going to bring in Brooklyn Nitsch into the ball game, replacing Taylor Wetzel. So Nitsch is going to check in now for Centura. Sandy Creek comes back to the ball, and they can't get a shot away as Bailey Morris launches one from half court that's off of the glass to the right side. So the first quarter in the books here tonight in girls high school basketball from the state tournament in Lincoln. And the score after one, Sandy Creek 15, Centura 2.
You know Ed and Deb Stoltenberg because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer around. They carry Valley irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance work. Get it all from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and AgRex Incorporated is ready to assist. AgRex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of AgRex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. AgRex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. AgRex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
End of the first quarter, West Point Central Catholic got on top of Amherst by a score of 30-9. End of the first quarter in D2, Lawrence Nelson 4, Brady 4. We start the second quarter here. The score is Sandy Creek 15, Centura 2. Centura gets a steal on the inbounds pass. Here comes Aiken back down the floor, and we got a foul called. Going to go in Sandy Creek. So the Cougars give it away here to begin the second quarter. Aiken is in foul on the play here by Sandy Creek, running down the floor, and it's going to go on Michaela Shaw. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 3 on the Cougars here in this first half of play. Lytle will play things in, baseline right side, underneath their own basket. They get it to Aiken. She goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good. Tip try, no good. And the ball is brought out of there by Centura. Here's Aiken back with the ball now. They bring it to the near side to Wetzel. Back out on top to Suntech. Looking to drive. Can't do it. Bounce pass goes to Aiken. Cross-court pass can be intercepted. Intercepted here by Bailey Morris. Running back the other way. 2-on-3. Down the lane. Her shot is up there. No good. We got a foul call on the way in. Bailey Morris took it right down the lane there for Sandy Creek. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Centura. Suntech picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. Morris back to the free throw line. 3 of 3 so far tonight. And her shot is up there. The shot is good. Centura in the first quarter, 0 out of 9 from the field. They're still looking for their first field goal of the ball game. They're only points on a couple of free throws by Amanda Bozinski. So Centura, 0 of 9 from the field in the first quarter. Bailey Morris will have one more. Her shot is up and in. Morris has already got 7 points in the ball game, and Sandy Creek making a laugh for this one early. 17-2 is the score. This is the opening round in Class C1 here tonight of the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Here comes Centura back with the basketball. Taylor Wetzel has got it, and now she's called for the traveling violation. Wanted to get rid of it and couldn't. It's like a catcher trying to pull the ball out of his mitt, and it just wouldn't go. As Taylor Wetzel had trouble with the dribble out here, and she's called for the violation. 8 turnovers now in Centura. 17-2 is the score. Sandy Creek with the lead. There's Ashley Harms. Her pass deflected, and it's going to be picked up by Wetzel. That's a 6th turnover on the Sandy Creek here in this first half of play. Wetzel comes back for the Centurions. Now to Aiken, looking to penetrate. Cross-court pass comes over here to the right side. Wetzel throws up a long-range jumper. It's no good. Follow shot is up there. It's no good by Bozinski. And the rebound comes down to Shaw. Shaw gets the ball away. Now to Bailey Morris, also in the forecourt. Bounce pass is going to be kicked over there on the wing by Lytle, and Sandy Creek will play things in on the far side. Norris leading Elkhorn 10-6 in Class B. Now at the Bob Devaney Sports Center after 1. Brady and Lawrence Nelson tied up at 4 points apiece after 1. West Point Central Catholic over Amherst after the first quarter by the score of 30-9. 17-2 here is Sandy Creek with a lead. They will play things in to Shaw. Her little short jumper is up there. She banks one home. Michaela Shaw now with 4 points in the ball game, and boy, it couldn't start off anything worse than that Centura could ever imagine here. And this one is 19-2. Sandy Creek with the lead. Taylor Wetzel, bounce pass, comes over here to Aiken. Her shot from 3 is good. That is the first field goal of the ball game for Centura. It's now 19-5, and it occurs with 6:27 to play here in the second quarter. Sandy Creek back with the ball. Here's Michaela Shaw. Comes out to a Montana Hendricks. Now to the right sideline to Bailey Morris. Her two-handed pass is deflected out of bounds. So Creek held Centura without a field goal in the first quarter, and all the way down to the 6:27 mark of the second quarter before Centura was able to put one down from the field. It is now 19-5. There's a shot off of the right baseline. It's going to be no good. Foul shot is up there and in. Carrie Shaw gets the offensive board and the putback after Ashley Harms misses the first shot. And she's going to go to the free throw line now to try to make this a three-point play as Carrie Shaw gets her first field goal of the ball game. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Aiken. That's going to be her second. 21-5. Sandy Creek has got the lead. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Shaw. The rebound comes down to Centura. So the Centurions with the ball back in their offensive zone. Taylor Wetzel has got it out here. Wetzel picked up there by Bailey Moore. Starts off right, now left. Bounce pass goes to Aiken. Left side of the lane, now to the elbow. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Schultes. The ball is tipped to the far side, and it's going to be Sandy Creek ball. So Jessica Schultes, who just checked in there, launches up a shot from the elbow from the left side of the lane. That would not go. Now Sandy Creek has got the ball back here with a 21-5 lead over Centura. The winner gets either St. Cecilia or Ashland Greenwood tomorrow in the semifinals. Here's a shot in the lane. It's going to be up and in. Michaela Shaw dribbling left to right across the lane. Puts off an off-balance shot and scores. She's got 6 points. It's now 23-5, and now Bailey Morris tips the ball out of bounds. Wetzel trying to bring it down the near sideline, running in front of us, and Bailey tips the ball out of bounds. So Centura will play things in down to the scorer's table. There's going to be a Young, and she will check back in. And going out is going to be Aiken. 23-5 is the score. We're in the second quarter from the Pershing Auditorium in downtown Lincoln, the Class C1 State High School basketball tournament tonight on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Young has got the ball, sends it inside. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Schultes. Long rebound. It comes to the near side. Wetzel grabs it. Wetzel now to Suntech. Picked up out there by Montana Hendricks of Sandy Creek behind the screen. Suntech has still got it. Sends the ball inside. It's deflected away from Lytle, and it's picked up here by Sandy Creek. Cougars have the ball back the other way with a 23-5 lead. 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Bailey Morse, bounce pass down in the corner. Michaela Shaw out on top now. Ashley Harms drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot is no good. Rebound Michaela Shaw down in the corner right side. Bailey Morse on the wing. A little head fake there. Can't penetrate inside. Bailey Morse sends the pass inside. Nice one to Carrie Shaw. She lays it in. Carrie Shaw scores. Nice pass there by Bailey Morse. Shaw now with 4 points in the ball game. And Sandy Creek has built a 20-point lead. Here's a steal now by Morris as she takes that one away from Wetzel and scores. And now Kathy Mettenbrink again wants to call a timeout. She's beside herself here. She's got her hands on hips here as her ball club comes to the near sidelines. We've got a timeout, 4 minutes and 31 seconds to play in the second quarter. Sandy Creek in a blowout. It's the Cougars 27, Centura 5.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 30 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River. Ask about our custom applications. Best wishes to our area athletes from Agricultural Services.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The second quarter, Sandy Creek 25, actually Sandy Creek 27, and the Centura 5. Here in the second quarter at Pershing Auditorium. Here comes Centura back with the basketball. Taylor Wetzel has got it now. Here's a feed on the wing on the right side. Nearly intercepted. Picked up there by Centura. Now they move it over on the right side. Here's a Young. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is loose, and it's going to be picked up over there by Aiken. Aiken brings it back out to a Taylor Wetzel. Wetzel trying to get something going here against Bailey Morris. Dribbles to her left, then to right. Sends it back to the left sideline. They get it to Young. She holds the ball there. Young up on top to Schultes. Back inside. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Lytle. That one just falls off of the front iron. Boy, Centura cannot buy a basket. Back the other way as Hendricks and her shot is up and in. Montana Hendricks now at 4 points in the ball game, and it is 29-5 in favor of Sandy Creek here in the Girls State High School basketball tournament. Many people thought this would be a close basketball game here tonight, but Sandy Creek has done their thing. There's a long three-pointer by Taylor Wetzel. It's up and in. So Centura has hit two field goals here in the first half, both three-pointers, one from Taylor Wetzel and one from Aiken. It's now 29-8. Sandy Creek has got the lead. Shaw down low. Here's a shot up and in. Bailey Hansen scoring there for Sandy Creek, who just checked in there. 31-8 now. Here's a bounce pass into the lane going for the hole. There is going to be Lytle, and she's going to be fouled in the play. So Centura trying to outreach that Sandy Creek defense back the other way. They draw the personal foul here. And going to the free throw line will be Lytle for Centura. She has not scored so far tonight. Personal foul goes on Harms, Ashley Harms. That's going to be her second. Team foul number four on the Cougars. There's a shot from the line. It's going to be no good by Lytle. Centura is a team hitting 65% of their free throw tosses so far this year. 29-5 is the score. Halftime in Class D2, Lawrence Nelson is leading Brady by a score of 13-12. Lawrence Nelson 13, Brady 12. That is at halftime tonight out of Lincoln East. Here comes the next shot by Lytle. It's up there. That one is good. So she hits one out of two from the free throw line. Into the ball game now for Centura. It's going to be a Sarah Heinen, a sophomore, 5'9", averaging 1.1 rebound per game. So Kathy Mettenbrink trying to find something that's going to work out there offensively. 31-9 is the score. Sandy Creek with a lead. Montana Hendricks on the wing, moves it down in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper. It's up and in, a three-pointer. Bailey Hansen comes off of the bench to hit a two and a three for head coach Russ Neimeyer. It's now 34-9 in favor of Sandy Creek. Aiken with the ball, works against Shaw, comes over here again to Wetzel, holds the ball. Out of the free throw line, we're going to have a traveling violation on Heinen. A little ball fake there. She receives the ball right at the free throw line, was going to take it down the paint. And she's whistled for the violation. That's 11 turnovers on Centura so far here in the ballgame. 34-9, Sandy Creek has got the lead here. Here's a Tori Wheeler back with the ball now for Sandy Creek. Moves it over to Hendricks, back outside. They get it over here to a Taylor Horst, who's into the ball game now. She's going to have her pocket picked by Aiken. Aiken has got the ball off the Wetzel. Back to Aiken. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's fouled in the play. Taylor Horst dropping back defensively there for Sandy Creek. Picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. And Courtney Aiken goes to the free throw line for Centura. Courtney's been averaging 13.5 points per ball game so far this season, but she has been absolutely shut down tonight by Carrie Shaw. She's got just one three-pointer in the ball game thus far. Here's a shot up there from the free throw line. It's good. Centura is a team hitting 65% of their foul shots, 42% from the field, and 38% from three-point territory. They're going to be nowhere near that here in this first half. Aiken will have one more. Eyes the bucket, dips the knee. Shot is up there. Swish. Two out of two from the free throw line for Aiken. And it's now 34-11. Sandy Creek with the lead. Wheeler's pass down low. Brings it back out in the corner. Bailey Hansen. Out to Tori Wheeler, out of Horst on the wing. Tori Wheeler now between the circles, over to Montana Hendricks on the wing. Lobs it inside. Shaw grabs it, shoots, and misses. Gets her own rebound, goes back up, shoots, and scores, and she's fouled in the play. Carrie Shaw missed her first one, not the second one. She got the offensive board and the putback. She's now got 6 points in the ball game for the Cougars. She'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. The foul goes on Amanda Baczynski of Centura. That's going to be her first. So running the free throw line will be Shaw. She's hitting 53% of her foul shots so far this year. 0 of 1 so far tonight. She's 45 out of 85 from the free throw line. 2 minutes and 7 seconds to play in the second quarter from Pershing. 36-11. Sandy Creek with a lead over Centura here tonight. Sandy Creek has lost only one game this season. Shaw's free throw is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Centura. Aiken brings the ball down the near sideline to Wetzel. She holds the ball back out to Aiken. Comes across the top to Centec. Centec picked up out there by Taylor Horst of Sandy Creek. There's a Wetzel. Sends the ball inside, spinning his lateral. The ball is knocked loose. The scramble is on. It goes to the far sideline. Jump ball finally going to be called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Centura. So the Centurions will play things in on the far side. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Also online at KLIQFM.com. Taylor Wetzel with the ball out here in three-point territory. Picked up out there by Tori Wheeler. Finally gets rid of it. That's going to be Aiken with the ball. Picked up over there by Montana Hendricks. Good defense. Out to Suntech again. Back to Aiken. Dribbles it to the basket. Her shot is up there. Good. Courtney Aiken dribbles the ball to the basket and scores. She's now got 7 points in the ball game, 36-13. Sandy Creek with a big lead. They lob it inside again. That's going to be a shot up there and in by Carrie Shaw. She's fouling the play again. Carrie Shaw working down there on the baseline. They finally spun toward the out-of-bounds mark there, but Carrie Shaw gets the field goal to go down through the hole. She banks one home. The foul is going to be called on Baczynski. That's going to be her second. Shaw back to the free throw line, and her shot is off of the mark. No good. She's now 0 for 3 from the free throw line. Battle for the rebound. It is loose in the lane. The scramble is on again. Two, three, four players hit the deck. Finally, a whistle. And what do we have? We have It last touched by Sandy Creek as the ball goes out of bounds. Gary Shaw gets up with a big grin on her face there. Taylor Horse was also down there for Sandy Creek. Brittany Vike is going to come into the ball game now for Sandy Creek as Russ Neimeyer has gotten to the bench here early. Vike is a 5'9" senior who's averaging 3 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. 38-13, Sandy Creek is out to a 25-point lead here in this first half. We're approaching the one-minute mark here. Here's Wetzel with the ball now for Centura. Picked up by Tori Wheeler. Wetzel gets rid of it now to a Courtney Aiken. Back outside to Suntech. Moves it over on the wing on the left side. Reverses the ball. Gets it top of the key now to Aiken over here on the wing on the right side to Wetzel. Back outside, a three-pointer by Suntech is going to be short. Rebound comes down to Aiken. Goes back up. Her shot is up and in. Courtney Aiken grabs the offensive board on the putback. She's got 9 points here. 9-15 for Centura. 38-15, 38 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Here's Wheeler with the ball. Torrey working right, now left on the wing. They get it to Horst down in the corner on the left side. Down to Bailey Hansen. Now the pass is going to be deflected out of bounds as Hansen trying to bring the ball back out here to Torrey Wheeler. Hansen will now play things in. 27 seconds to play here in the first half. Sandy Creek out on top by a score of 38-15. Wheeler with the ball to the near sideline, and they threw it out of bounds. Picking it up over here was Brianna Bailey, who's into the ball game now for Sandy Creek, but she picked it up out of bounds. So Sandy Creek turns it over for the seventh time here in this first half, and now Centura comes back with the ball. Taylor Wetzel has got it now. Wetzel with a right-handed dribble, brings it into the offensive zone against Wheeler. Out to Courtney Aiken. We're down to 9 seconds. Aiken with the ball. Behind his screen to Suntech. Her shot for three is way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Bailey Hansen. And now we got a whistle here in backcourt and a palming violation on the Cougars. Sandy Creek was taking it back the other way there. And the palming violation is called on Sandy Creek. We got most of the second and third teamers in there right now for head coach Russ Neimeyer here in the first half. That's how you build experience in the state tournament, huh? Here's a feed inside and losing control of the ball out of bounds. Lytle was trying to spin in the lane. She would have had an easy shot there, but she lost the ball out of bounds for Centura. And everything that could go wrong for Centura has gone wrong for the Centurions. And at halftime, Sandy Creek has got a commanding lead here in the opening round game in Class C1 here tonight. Sandy Creek with a lead over Centura at halftime. Sandy Creek 38 and Centura 15. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, muffler, or total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care. Now offering computer alignments, too. And for total storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 in Kansas and Caro.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, call Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro. Call Bosch for a tight weld.
State basketball. What a memorable occasion. Let Julie Nitsch capture your memories and teach you how to preserve them with her portrait studio and scrapbooking center. Go to portraitsandpages.com to learn more. Portraits and Pages, 223 South High Street in Caro.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Red Cloud, Hastings, and Beatrice, Nebraska, and Marysville, Kansas.
Ellen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60 inch posters. 1115 West 2nd, Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at Pershing Auditorium, downtown Lincoln tonight. Girls State High School basketball tournament on The Breeze. KLIQ, 94.5. And boy, Sandy Creek, they're doing their thing here tonight. The Cougars jumped out to an 11-0 lead in the first quarter. It wasn't until the 3:03 mark that Centura was able to put down a couple of free throws to make it 11-2. Sandy Creek led 15-2. At the end of the first quarter, And finally, Centura got their first field goal of the ball game, which was a three-pointer at the 6:27 mark of the second quarter. And the Cougars have got a big 23-point lead here at halftime over Centura. The score is 38-15. They've also gone to halftime at Lincoln Southwest tonight in Class D1, where West Point Central Catholic is leading Amherst by 20. The score is 42-22. First quarter score was Lawrence Nelson leading Brady by a score of 4-4. And also going on tonight is that Class B game. And it has now gone to halftime as well, and that is now tied up. Elkhorn and Norris is 19-19 in Class B down at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Again, at halftime here at Pershing Auditorium, Sandy Creek with a lead over Centura, 38-15 at halftime. We'll come back and check the numbers in the first half as we continue on the Breeze.
The Butcher Shop in Fairfield proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes and teams. Good luck and good sportsmanship in all your games. The Butcher Shop does custom butchering and the processing of beef, pork, and lamb, also canned meat. Eileen and Gene remind you the Butcher Shop is your place for the processing of your deer meat. Stop in or call the Butcher Shop at 402-726-2250. The Butcher Shop, 301 North D Street in Fairfield. The Butcher Shop supports the Sandy Creek students in the classroom and on the athletic fields.
You know Ed and Deb Stoltenberg because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer around. They carry Valley irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance work. Get it all from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
Congratulations to the Centurions from Lucas Savage Furniture, Carpeting, and Appliance. We're proud to have you representing our area at State and wish you continued success with the rest of the school year. Good luck from Lucas Savage Furniture, Carpeting, and Appliance in downtown Farewell.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrock is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Repairing international and all tractor brands, carrying irrigation parts and accessories, what you need, when you need it, from Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrock, a proud Centurion sponsor.
The Corner Market in Edgar congratulates the Sandy Creek Cougars on another great season. The Corner Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store featuring SureFresh and SureFine products. Corner Market is a full-service grocery store delivering Tuesdays and Fridays. The Corner Market has custom-cut USDA choice meats, no additives, and meat and cheese trays. The Corner Market is open Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and from 9 to 3 on Sunday. Why pay more when you can buy for less? The Corner Market in Edgar, Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back at Pershing Auditorium, the Girls State High School basketball tournament on the Breeze. Everything else has gone final as well around, not final, but we've reached halftime at all the other games around the city of Lincoln here in this 7 o'clock time slot. Sandy Creek with a lead here over Centura, 38-15 at halftime. Lawrence Nelson now leading Brady at halftime by a score of 13-12. West Point Central Catholic over Amherst, the score is 42-22. And Elkhorn and Norris are tied up at 19 points apiece. The last round of games will tip off at 8:45 tonight. Holdridge will play Lexington in Class B at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Here at Pershing, it'll be Ashland Greenwood against Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll have that game for you tonight on 1230 KHAS, beginning with a pregame show with head coach John Kyle of St. Cecilia at 8:30 tonight. Class D2 at Lincoln East, it'll be Hayes Springs taking on Elkhorn Valley. And in Class D1 at Lincoln Southwest tonight at 8:45, it'll be Pender against Newman Grove. Again, Sandy Creek with the lead here at halftime. The score is 38-15 over Centura. The scoring for Sandy Creek so far in the ball game: Bailey Morris leading the way. She's got 9 points in the ball game. Morris has got a couple of field goals, and she is 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Carrie Shaw has got 4 field goals. She is 0 of 3 from the free throw line. She's got 8 points. 6 points for Ashley Harms, a couple of field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Michaela Shaw has got 3 field goals and 6 points. Bailey Hansen came out for the bench. They hit a 3 and a 2. She has got 5 points for the Cougars. And Montana Hendricks has got a couple of field goals and 4 points for Sandy Creek here in the first half, and officially 9 turnovers in the basketball game. And the Cougars are 7 out of 10 from the free throw line. Centura has hit 5 out of 6 free throws. They have turned the ball over 12 times here in the first half. Their leading scorer is Courtney Aiken here at halftime. She's got 9 points. Aiken has nailed a 3 and a couple of 2-point field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Aiken has got 9 points. Other than that, not a whole lot of scoring here for Centura. Taylor Wetzel has got a 3-pointer for 3 points. Amanda Buzinski is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 2 points. And Lene Lytle has got 1 free throw and 2 attempts. She has got 1 point here in the basketball game. So again, it's 38-15. Sandy Creek with a lead over Centura here in the opening round of the Class C1 State High School Basketball Tournament. We'll take a break and check the shooting numbers as we continue on the Breeze.
If you want the best renewable energy system for your home, the GeoXL geothermal system is right for you. GeoXL is the highest quality and most efficient choice for your home's heating and cooling needs. And now you can receive a federal tax credit of 30% on a new GeoXL geothermal system. You heard it right, a full 30% tax credit on the entire system. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. Start saving up to 70% on your home heating and cooling costs today by calling Cooney Refrigeration, Air Conditioning, and Heating in Clay Center.
If you need a loan, you need the Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with your car loan, farm equipment, personal, or business loan. Whatever you need, checking accounts, savings accounts, loan CDs, the Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. The Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar, your full-service bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. The Guide Rock State Bank supports the Sandy Creek students, athletes, and coaches.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And Sandy Creek leading here at halftime. The score is 38-15. Cougars hit 15 out of 21 shots in the first half. Not too shabby. They're hitting 71% from the floor here tonight against Centura. The Centurions hit only 4 out of 22 for 18%. In fact, Centura was 0 out of 9 from the field in the first quarter. They were 4 out of 13 in the second quarter, so the Centurions are 4 out of 22 in the first half for 18%. Three-pointers tonight, Sandy Creek 1 out of 1. Centura is 2 out of 8 for 25%. The rebounds dead even, 12 apiece. Sandy Creek has got 3 offensive rebounds, 9 on defense. Centura has got 7 offensive rebounds and 5 on defense. The turnovers, Sandy Creek has got 10 so far in the ball game officially. And Centura has got 12 turnovers against this Sandy Creek defense. The Cougars have come up with 6 steals. Centura has got 5. 1 block shot for Sandy Creek. Centura has got no block shots so far here in the basketball game. So we're at halftime. It is 38-15. Sandy Creek has got the lead. By the way, a couple of reminders. If you're looking for bracket information and news from the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament, you can go to our new website at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll get you all the scores from the State High School Basketball Tournament throughout the next 3 days. So PlatteRiverPreps.com is the place to go. And you can also catch all the games now from the Breeze on your smartphone. Just dial it up at m.kliqfm.com. So now you can listen anywhere on the move with your smartphone. Just dial it into your browser at m.kliqfm.com, and you can listen to all the action from the Girls State Tournament on your smartphone. We're at halftime here, 38-15. Sandy Creek has got the lead over Centura. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze.
Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center wishes the combined forces of the Clay Center and Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Big Daddy's Diner is the home of the Big Daddy Burger, also serving lunch and supper with daily specials and soft serve ice cream. Big Daddy's Diner is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Stop and see Steve, Jeremy, and Donita at Big Daddy's Diner on South Center and Clay Center. Have great seasons, Cougars, from everyone at Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Again, we're in the third quarter now here at the Pershing Auditorium, downtown Lincoln, Class C1 State High School basketball tournament tonight. Sandy Creek with a lead, 38-15. There's a shot off with a short jumper. It's up and in. Montana Hendricks picks up right where the Cougars' offense left off there in the first half by canning a little short jumper off of the right baseline. And it is now 40-15. Sandy Creek with a lead. Courtney Aiken has got the ball now for Centura. She's been held to 9 points so far in the basketball game by the Sandy Creek defense. Aiken gets rid of it. Down in the corner on the right side, there's a long-range jumper from three. No good by Centec. Does not draw iron. Bailey Morris comes out of the with the ball. Has it tipped away. Picked up by Wetzel. Long pass down it before they get it to Baczynski. He grabs it, shoots, and scores. Baczynski scores there off of the Sandy Creek turnover. That's the 11th turnover on the Cougars here in the ball game, and it is now 40-17. Sandy Creek with a lead. Bailey Morris dribbles down the lane. Bounce pass goes down there to Shaw. Michaela Shaw puts it down through the hole. Bailey Morris gets the assist. She is averaging 4.8 assists per ball game. She gets one right there as Michaela Shaw scores for the Cougars. 42-17. Cougars have the lead. There's a Wetzel with the ball. Her feet down in the corner is tipped out of bounds. Montana Hendricks. Winner of this ball game will play the winner of the Hastings St. Cecilia Ashland Greenwood ball game tomorrow afternoon at 3:45 at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. St. Cecilia and Ashland Greenwood coming up next here at Pershing. Wetzel has got the ball now for Centura. Takes it over there to Aiken. Tries to take it down to the baseline, but retreats. Comes back out here to Lytle, top of the key. There's a feed down to Suntech. Suntech comes to Aiken. Her pass cross court is going to be deflected. Picked up by Baczynski. Baczynski gets it to Lytle. She takes it into the paint. The ball slapped away and is picked up here by Sandy Creek. Turnover number 13. The ball is picked up by Carrie Shaw. Into the forecourt to Hendricks. Feeds it inside. Grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring is Ashley Harms. Hendricks gets the assist. Ashley Harms gets the field goal. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. It's now 44-17, and now we have got a timeout again. Timeout from Centura. 6 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, we'll take a break with the score Sandy Creek 44, Centura 17.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Red Cloud, Hastings, and Beatrice, Nebraska, and Marysville, Kansas.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
The Corner Market in Edgar congratulates the Sandy Creek Cougars on another great season. The Corner Market is an affiliated foods Midwest store featuring SureFresh and SureFine products. Corner Market is a full-service grocery store delivering Tuesdays and Fridays. The Corner Market has custom-cut USDA choice meats, no additives, and meat and cheese trays. The Corner Market is open Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and from 9 to 3 on Sunday. Why pay more when you can buy for less? The Corner Market in Edgar, Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Averaging 6 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, Sandy Creek mauling Centura here tonight. Here's Aiken. She drives for the hole. Her shot's going to be no good. They have been partially deflected from behind, and the ball brought out of there by Carrie Shaw of Sandy Creek. Shaw gets it away now to Bailey Morris, as she hustles into the forecourt. Contact made, foul called. Taylor Wetzel picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. 44-17. Sandy Creek has got to lead. The Cougars, who are just joining us, and are surprised. Cougars got out to a 15-2 lead at the end of the first quarter, 38-15 at halftime. Now 44-17, Cougars have the lead. Sandy Creek shooting guard basket to our right here at Pershing in the second half of play. Morris goes over here to a Montana Hendricks, and she holds the ball. There's a feed inside, grabbing the ball is Shaw. Her shot is up there, it's good. Michaela Shaw scores. Another assist by Montana Hendricks. Michaela now with 10 points in the ball game for the Cougars, 46-17. Sandy Creek with the lead. Here's Wetzel with the ball, moves it over on the wing on the left side to Suntech. Two-handed pass comes out on top. Aiken grabs it. Aiken sends it back now to Wetzel. Free throw line extended left side, picked up by Bailey Morris. Wetzel puts it on the floor, circles around, takes it down the lane. Her shot could be blocked down from behind, and the ball is recovered there by Shaw. Shaw gets it away to Bailey Morris. Long pass down the floor, grabbing it is Hendricks, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Montana Hendricks will go to the free throw line there for Sandy Creek, and she is fouled in the play. It's going to go on Suntech. That's going to be her second. So Montana goes to the free throw line for Sandy Creek. She has got 6 points in the ball game on three field goals. 46 17. Shot is up there. It is good. Montana Hendricks, a 70% foul shooter on the season. She's now 29 out of 41 from the free throw line, and the Cougars now lead by 30. 47 to 17 with 5 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Next shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. So Montana Hendricks hits a couple of free throws. 48 to 17 is the score now with 5 minutes and 13 seconds to play. And now Centura loses the ball out of bounds. Wetzel trying to bring it up down the far sideline and lost the ball out of bounds. Just nothing has gone right tonight for Centura, a team that comes in here with a mark of 20 wins and 6 losses on the season. A team that beat Minden in the sub-district championship ball game. Minden is a team that has already picked up a win here in the state tournament, but Centura really having a tough time here against the Sandy Creek Cougars here tonight. Bailey Morris falls down with the ball. It's loose. It goes to the far sideline. Montana Hendricks goes down. There's Bailey Morris with the ball now for Sandy Creek, and now we got a foul called. It's going to be an offensive foul on Morris as she was trying to shove away out there in three-point territory. So an offensive foul called on Bailey Morris. That's going to be her first. Team foul number one on the Cougars here in the second half of play. 48-17 is the score. Now Bailey Morris and Wetzel getting into it. Wetzel has got the ball right now with Bailey right in her grill. And now we're going to have another foul called here on Morris. So Bailey Morris picks up a couple of fouls here for Sandy Creek as her and Wetzel have gone at it here the last couple of minutes. And I think we're going to have a cooling off period here. It's going to be a timeout called here by Russ Neinmeyer. She's going to send Bailey Morris to the bench for a little timeout. 4 minutes and 43 seconds to play. We've got a timeout on the floor here at Pershing Auditorium. We'll take a break with the score Sandy Creek 48, Centura 17.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 30 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River. Ask about our custom applications. Best wishes to our area athletes from Agricultural Services. When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, muffler, or total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care. Now offering computer alignments, too. And for total storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 in Kansas and Caro.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, call Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro. Call Bosch for a tight weld.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Centura playing the ball in a negative 5 second call out here in 3-point territory as Courtney Aiken was just dribbling with the ball out here. A 5 second violation is called on Courtney Aiken. That's 15 turnovers now in Centura. 4:22 to play in the third quarter. Sandy Creek out on top by a score of 48-17. There's a feed inside to Shaw. Her shot is up and in. Michaela Shaw working down the lane. She has now got to 12 points here in the basketball game for Sandy Creek. It's now 50-17. There's a pass underneath the bucket there. The Sun Tech back outside to Aiken, and her shot just inside the ring is good. Courtney Aiken now with 11 points in the ball game for Centura. It's 50-19 in favor of the Cougars. Sandy Creek back with the ball. Shaw moves it down in the corner to Michaela Shaw. Back out on the wing to Tori Wheeler. Entry pass deflected away. Foul called. Trying to get it back inside to Kerry Shaw. So the Sandy Creek Cougars up and running now. No problem about that 15-16 day layoff. Cougars didn't lose anything. Ashley Harms will play things in for Sandy Creek underneath her own basket. The Tori Wheeler from the corner. Her shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Two to the whistle, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on Sandy Creek. That's going to be the third team foul called here on the Cougars in the second half of play. So it's going to be Centura basketball. That foul went on the Kerry Shaw. That's going to be her first. So here comes Centura back with the ball. 3:38 to play here in the third quarter. That's a Wetzel. Took it down on the baseline. Nearly lost it out of bounds. Now to Buzinski. Back inside. Here's a Lion. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Kara Lion into the ball game now. Misses the shot. Rebound comes down to Montana Hendricks. She's trapped here in backcourt. Gets the ball away. Shaw has got it across the 10-second line now for Sandy Creek. Moves it down there to a Michaela Shaw. holding the ball on the baseline, moves to her left. Now inside, they get it to Harms. Her shot's going to be off of the right side, no good from 12 feet away. Rebound comes down to Suntech. She runs her back the other way, two on two, drives for the hole. Her shot, no good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Sandy Creek. Ashley Harms has got the rebound. Now to Bailey Morse. 50-19, Sandy Creek with a lead over Centura here tonight in girls high school basketball. Sandy Creek with the ball. Montana Hendricks to Michaela Shaw. Free throw line extended right side. Lobs it inside to Carrie Shaw. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Aiken. And the ball recovered here by Centura. Suntech has got it back the other way to Aiken. Drives. Her shot is up and in. Courtney Aiken scores. She has now got 13 points in the ball game. It's 50-21. Sandy Creek with a lead. Montana Hendricks back the other way. Her jump pass goes to the left side of the lane. Driving, shooting, and scoring. That's going to be Carrie Shaw scoring there for Sandy Creek. She's now got 10 points in the ball game. 52-21. Cougars with a lead. Now with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Courtney Aiken dribbles right to left across the top of the key. Reverses the ball. Goes down in the corner of the right side. Down to Suntech. Holds it. Back out on top to Wetzel. 4-3. Her shot is up there. Top of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Shaw of Sandy Creek. She's going to dribble out of there herself. Michaela Shaw back the other way. Pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Sends it inside to Carrie Shaw. Nearly lost it out of bounds. Picks it up on the dribble down here on the baseline. Sends a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Wetzel. That's turnover number 12 so far for Sandy Creek here in the ball game. Abby Suntech with the ball now for Centura. She moves it to the left side of the floor. Feeds down in the corner to Wetzel. Wetzel now to Aiken. Bounce pass goes down low to Lyon. Her turnaround jumper is going to be no good off of the back iron. Rebound comes down to Sandy Creek, and a foul is going to be called. That was Montana Hendricks who got the rebound there for the Cougars. And a foul is going to be called here in backcourt on Centura. 52-21, Sandy Creek with a lead. Minute and 34 seconds to play. The foul is going to go on Buzinski. That's going to be on third. We're in the third quarter, by the way. Now Sandy Creek will play things in here in backcourt. High school basketball action tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Here comes Bailey Morris with the ball now for Sandy Creek on the wing. Taylor Horst holds it. One cutter through the lane, can't get the ball to her. Bailey Hansen, right side to Morris, down low. There's a shot blocked out of the hands of Brianna Bailey. The ball is picked up now by Centura, back the other way, and they throw the basketball away. Lionel going right to left across the lane, trying to get it to Kara Lyon, and they threw it out of bounds. So Centura now with 16 turnovers in the basketball game here as Sandy Creek has got the ball back again with a minute and 12 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Cougars looking to repeat here as state champions. They went in C2 a year ago, moving up to C1 this year. The Cougars have compiled a record of 21-1 coming into the ball game here tonight. Bailey Hansen with the ball. Back out to the free throw line to get it to Brianna Bailey. Now down low, and we got a foul call as Bailey Morris took the ball in the hole there for Sandy Creek. Ran over a Centurion down there, and the foul is going to go on Centura. And that's going to send Bailey Morris to the free throw line now for the Sandy Creek Cougars. So Bailey Morris to the free throw line. She has got 9 points in the game. She has not scored so far here in the second half, and her shot is up there. That one dances around and goes down through the hole. She is now 6 out of 6 on free throws in this ball game tonight. And Morris will have one more. Bailey Morris at the free throw line here for Sandy Creek. Her shot is up there. That's off of the back iron. It is no good. And the rebound comes down to Centura. That is Aiken with the ball down the right sideline. Switches hands. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Drives it to the elbow. Left side of the lane. And her shot is no good. But a foul is going to be called. Somebody got into a Courtney Aiken there. And the foul is going to go here on the Cougars. That's going to send Aiken to the free throw line for Centura. 42.4 seconds to play. The foul goes on Brittany Vike, who's into the ball game now for Sandy Creek. That's going to be her first. Aiken to the free throw line, and her shot is good. She is now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line here tonight. Aiken will have one more free throw here. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, scored. She's now got 15 in the ball game. She's got 15 of the 23 points here for Centura. There's a Bailey with the ball. Her shot in the lane is up and in, and she's fouling the play. Everybody getting in the act here tonight for Sandy Creek as a Brianna Bailey scores now for the Cougars. Bailey, a 5'5" senior, and she is fouling the play. She'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Young of Centura. That's going to be her first. So Bailey to the free throw line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. A three-point play there by Brianna Bailey. She's been averaging only 0.6 points per ball game so far this season, but she gets in there and gets a three-point play on an old traditional play. There's a long-range jumper from the right sideline. A three-pointer is up and in by Taylor Wetzel. She's now got 6 points in the ball game on two threes. 56-26. The Cougars again lead by 30 points. Sandy Creek with the ball. They get it over there on the wing to a Vike. Comes back outside to Taylor Horst. A lot of new faces in the ball game there. Now we got a foul call on Taylor Wetzel outside. That was a Tori Wheeler with a ball out here beyond the three-point circle for Sandy Creek. Brooklyn Nitsch is going to come into the ball game now for Centura. And going out is going to be Courtney Aiken. Going to the free throw line for Sandy Creek is going to be Tori Wheeler. She has not scored so far tonight. 75% foul shooter on the season. Her shot is up there, and she throws up an air ball from the free throw line. That's about the only thing that Sandy Creek has done wrong so far tonight. Cougars out on top by 30, 56-26. 5 seconds to go. There's a shot from the right side. It's going to be up there. No good by Schultz. Rebounded here by Centura. Follow shot is up and in by Lytle. Did they count it? Yes. Renee Lytle gets the offensive board and a putback. The bucket counts. That's her first field goal of the ball game, and we have reached the end of the third quarter. Three quarters in the books tonight. Girls high school basketball. The score, Sandy Creek 56, Centura 28.
State basketball. What a memorable occasion. Let Julie Nitsch capture your memories and teach you how to preserve them with her portrait studio and scrapbooking center. Go to portraitsandpages.com to learn more. Portraits and Pages, 223 South High Street in Caro.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and AgRex Incorporated is ready to assist. AgRex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of AgRex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. AgRex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. AgRex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company proudly supports the Sandy Creek School athletes, teams, and coaches, and wishes the Cougars successful seasons. The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company has been serving the needs of Clay Center and the South Central Nebraska area for almost 120 years, specializing in farm-related insurance and providing peace of mind for South Central Nebraska farmers. Call 1-800-762-3860 for your nearest agent. Since 1891, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company on West Fairfield in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As we come back, Centura turns the ball away here to begin the fourth quarter. Michaela Shaw gets the interception and drives it back the other way to hit a field goal. She's in foul on a play, goes to the free throw line and misses the free throw. The personal foul went on Aiken. That's going to be her third. So it's now 58-28. The Cougars again lead by 30 points. Here's a feed inside, deflected away, picked up on the baseline. The shot's going to be taken there by Aiken. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Ashley Harms with the board there for the Cougars. Gets the ball away to Bailey Morris. Drives down the lane. Big collision. And an offensive charging foul on Bailey Morris as she absolutely runs over Lytle for Centura in the paint. So Bailey Morris is going to be hit with a personal foul. Or is it? Let's see. They're going to call a... Now Kathy Mettenbrink is questioning the call. And now they're going to make the right call here. Bailey Morris is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's her third. I think initially they said it was going to be a foul, and Centura even draws a little chuckle from Russ Neinmeier, the head coach for Sandy Creek, on the far sideline, shakes his head, and now Centura will play things in. So officially a turnover and a personal foul on Bailey Morris. 58-28 is the score. Sandy Creek leading by 30. Winner plays in the semifinals tomorrow afternoon at 3:45 against either Hastings St. Cecilia or Ashland Greenwood. Those two teams playing next year at Pershing. Lytle drives the baseline, and reverse layup is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Michaela Shaw. She runs the floor herself all the way back the other way. Stops at the top of the three-point circle. Gets it into the hands now of Montana Henriks to Taylor Horst. Her shot for three. Good. Taylor Horst fires up a three ball from the left wing. That's her first field goal of the ball game, and the Cougars have cracked 60 points here in this opening round game in the state high school basketball tournament, 61-28 over Centura. Here's at Suntech. She'll throw up a three from the right side. She buries that, baby. Abby Suntech has been hitting 32% of her threes so far this year. Buries one there from right in front of the Centura bench. And the score is now 61-31. Cougars have the lead. Here's Michaela Shaw now. Back out on top. Here's Ashley Harms for three. Her shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Shaw. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up. Shoots and scores. Carrie Shaw scoring there for Sandy Creek. She has now got 12 points in the ball game. Michaela Shaw has got 14. They're leading the Cougars to a big win here tonight. 63-31 is the score. Here's a long-range jumper from Suntech. Her shot is up and in a three-pointer. So back-to-back trays there by Abby Suntech. He's now got 6 points, and it's 63-34. We're down to 5:55 to play now. Now we got an over and back violation. No, we got a palming violation called to Montana Hendricks. Turnover number 14 on Sandy Creek here in the ball game. Cougars looking for their 22nd win in 23 ball games here tonight. Centura came in respectable at 20-6, district champions. After their win in their district championship ball game over O'Neill the other night, 46-33. But this has been all Sandy Creek from the word go. They led 15-2 at the end of the first quarter as Centura did not have a field goal until in the early stages of the second quarter. Here's a shot taken, no good. A foul shot is up and in by Aiken. Aiken gets the offensive board and the putback. She has now got 17 points, 17 of the 36 for Centura here in the ball game, 63-36. Sandy Creek has got the lead. Right side, Taylor Horst has got the ball. Horst comes out on top. Ashley Harms fires up a three. Shot good. Ashley Harms from the top of the key scores. She's got 11 points in the ball game, raining three balls here in the fourth quarter, 66-36. Again, a 30-point lead for the Cougars. Wetzel deep in the corner on the right side. Montana Hendricks right in her grill. There's a bounce pass. Comes to Courtney Aiken, picked up there by Shaw. Aiken throws it to the free throw line to Lytle. Moves it back down in the corner to Aiken. Bounce pass goes inside. They get it to Schultes. She goes up with a shot. It's blocked down. Schultes gets the ball back. Now to Aiken. Drives it down to paint. Stops there. Fires up a shot over Shaw. That's going to be no good. Shaw had the rebound. She lost it. Now Schultes has got it for Centura. Back inside Aiken. Her scoop shot is up there. No good. Found it for the rebound. Finally brought down now by Ashley Harms. Harms has got it for the Cougars. Gets away to Montana Hendricks. And a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Wetzel. And that's going to be her third. 19 fouls now in Centura here in the basketball game in the second half. That's going to send Sandy Creek to the free throw line for a 1-1 with the Cougars out on top 66-36. So a 1-1 situation here for Sandy Creek. Montana Hendricks, she has got 8 points in the ball game, 3 field goals, 2 of 2 from the line. Make it 3 of 3 from the free throw line. Sandy Creek continues their torrid pace from the outside. 7 out of 11 in the third quarter for 64%. They hit 15 out of 21 in the first half for 71%. Centura was only 5 out of 13 in the third quarter for 38%. Next free throw is up there. It's going to be no good by Hendricks. And the rebound comes down to Centura. So the Centurions have the ball. They're trailing in the ball game 67-36 here in the girls' state tournament. Taylor Wetzel with the ball left side of the lane. Bounce pass is going to be intercepted. Bailey Morris has got the ball. Now she loses it down here in the baseline. The scramble is on. Comes to the near sideline. It's going to be picked up here. Picked up by Sandy Creek's Brittany Vike, who's back into the ball game. And now Russ wants to call a timeout. Cougars were coming back the other way on the break, and they call a timeout here. 4 minutes and 6 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Sandy Creek 67, Centura 36.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, insecticides, and whatever you need for a good farming operation. This full-service co-op has the equipment to do custom application. Propane is available. The Fairfield Nonstock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, and Edgar proudly support Sandy Creek and all area athletes, celebrating more than 50 years of service to South Central Nebraska, including the Fertilizer Ag Chemical Plant near Blue Hill and Ayer. The Fairfield Nonstock Co-op.
Congratulations to the Centurions from Lucas Savage Furniture, Carpeting, and Appliance. We're proud to have you representing our area at State and wish you continued success with the rest of the school year. Good luck from Lucas Savage Furniture, Carpeting, and Appliance in downtown Farewell.
You know Ed and Deb Stoltenberg because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer around. They carry Valley irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance work. Get it all from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
The Breeze, 94.5.
36 is the score. Sandy Creek has got the lead over Centura in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. They go back door, and a shot is up and in. Ashley Harm scores easily for Sandy Creek. Eye on the timeout. 13 points in the ball game now for Harms, 69-36. We're down to 3 minutes and 45 seconds to play here. Here's a Schultz with the ball down in the baseline to Lytle. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and she's fouling the play. Hastings St. Cecilia and Ashlyn Greenwood coming up next here at Pershing. We'll have that ball game on 1230 KHAS, beginning somewhere around 8:30 here tonight. So join us for continuing coverage of the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament tonight on 1230 KHAS. Last foul went on Brittany Vike. That's going to be her second. To the free throw line, Lytle, and her shot is up and in. Renee Lytle now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. She's got 4 points in the basketball game. Sandy Creek led 15-2 at the end of the first quarter, 38-15 at halftime, 56-28 at the end of three, and right now it's 69-37. Next shot is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Battle for the rebound. Mike grabs the ball here for Sandy Creek. She gets it in the hands now of Bailey Morris, who's still in the ball game, matched up out there with Taylor Wetzel. That's been a good matchup here tonight. On the wing is going to be Dylan Woodbury, who's in the ball game now for Sandy Creek. The Vike now to Bailey Morris. Down low, here's a shot up and in. Brianna Bailey scoring her second field goal of the ball game. She's now got 5 points. 71-37, the Cougars have the lead. Here's Aiken with the ball, drives it to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's good. Courtney Aiken has been a lone bright spot here for Centura in the ball game tonight. She's got 19 points. 10 of those have come here in the second half. 71-39, the Cougars have the lead. Here's Hansen with the ball, holds it on the wing. Entry pass, they get it down low, kicks it back out. Hansen from three, her shot rims off, no good. Vike had the rebound, lost it. The scramble is on, left side of the lane, and now we got a jump ball called. Arrow playing in favor of Sandy Creek, so the Cougars will keep it right here. A reminder for continuing coverage on the World Wide Web, you can go to our brand-new website, PlatteRiverPreps.com, get you all the scores over the next 3 days or so. PlatteRiverPreps.com will get you the latest scores from the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Inbounds pass, they get it right underneath the bucket to Bailey Hansen, and she lays her in. Hansen now has 7 points in the ball game, 73-39. Cougars in a blowout here tonight. Taylor Wetzel with the ball, back out to Aiken. Entry pass deflected away. Scramble is on. Centura has it. Now a jump ball is called. Jessica Schultz came down with it there for Centura, but she was tied up in the play. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Centurions, so Centura will play it in underneath their own basket to the left side. 2:34 to play here in the ball game. They get it to Aiken. She tries to force her way to the basket. It's knocked out of her hands, back out of bounds. So Centura, again, will try to play it in from underneath their own hoop here. Sarah Heinen is back into the ball game now for Kathy Mettenbrink and the Centurions. In fact, she's going to inbound the ball. Gets it to Aiken. She hops down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's fouling the play. So Aiken will go to the free throw line. It's going to be team foul number 7 on the Cougars. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on who? It's going to go on Woodbury. That's going to be her first. To the free throw line, Aiken. She is 4 out of 4 from the line so far tonight. Aiken puts it up there, and the shot is around the rim and just falls off of the left side. No good. She'll get one more. 73-39, the Cougars out on top of Centura here tonight. Here comes the next shot. That one rims off, no good, and the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Dylan Woodbury with the ball now for the Cougars. Gets it to Tori Wheeler. She hustles into the forecourt. Here's a pass deflected into the scorer's table. Out of bounds. Aiken over here defensively for Centura. End of the ball game now for Sandy Creek. We're going to see Taylor Horst as she comes in. Bailey Hansen checks out. Everybody that's suited tonight for Russ Neinmeyer has been in the ball game and has seen quite a bit of playing time here. Tori Wheeler has got the ball now for Sandy Creek. Gives it off to Woodbury. Here's a pass, and it's going to be knocked down, but a foul is going to be called. They're trying to get it to a bike as she comes tumbling out there. And she is fouled in a play by Centura. That's going to send Brittany Bike to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Schultz. That's going to be your third. So Brittany Bike to the free throw line has not scored so far tonight. Vike eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. It's short. She's a 54% foul shooter in the season. Now 13 out of 25 from the free throw line. West Point Central Catholic has beaten Amherst tonight by a score of 74-40. Here comes the next shot by Vike. That's a high arcing free throw. No good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up, and her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. That's going to be Sandy Creek basketball. So West Point Central Catholic has beaten Amherst tonight 74-40. That's in the D1 first-round game here tonight. There's a feed in now for Centura. We're going to have a foul called as they got the ball to Aiken. So evidently, Vike lost the ball out of bounds there, and Centura played it in. Brady has upset top-seeded Lawrence Nelson here tonight in girls' high school basketball. Which is the final score. It was 40-34. So another area team that was a number one seed goes down. Sutton lost earlier today. And now Lawrence Nelson, a number one seed in Class D2, goes down. Courtney Aiken hits the free throw. She's now 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. So Brady stuns Lawrence Nelson 40-34. Here comes the next shot. It's going to be up there. It's going to be good by Aiken, so she hits a pair, just adding to her statistics tonight. She's now got 21 in the ball game. 73-41, Sandy Creek out on top. Here's Tori Wheeler with the ball, moves it over to Taylor Horst on the deep wing on the left side, comes out top of the key to Bailey. Bailey now to Tori Wheeler here on the right side of the lane, trying to dribble inside the lane, and now we got a kicking violation as Wheeler trying to send the ball down low to Vike. Kicking violation on Centura. We're down to a minute and 49 seconds to play. Here in this one, Sandy Creek out on top, 73-41. This one has not been in doubt here tonight. They play it into Wheeler down in the corner. Tori almost lost control of the ball. Now she does, and a palming violation is called on Tori Wheeler, the 15th turnover on the Cougars. So it's now 73-41, Sandy Creek with the lead. Centura with the ball. Young comes over here to Aiken. Down in the corner, down on the left side. His shot is up and in, a two-pointer. That's a Brooklyn Nitch hitting the field goal there from just inside the three-point arc. Down in the corner on the left side, that's her first field goal of the ball game, 73-43. Again, it's a 30-point lead for the Cougars. There's a Woodbury with the ball. She sends it into the lane. A pass is going to be deflected and stolen. Now we got a foul called. It's going to go on Brittany Vike. That's going to be her third. In all of our games here on KLIQ, now available on smartphones, so you can catch all the action no matter where you're at in the country or in the nation. Just dial it up on your browser at mike.kliqfm.com. You can listen to all the action here on the Breeze on your smartphone. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there by Nitz. It's going to be no good. Now we got a jump ball called and a rebound. Arrow pointing in favor of Sandy Creek, so the Cougars will bring her back the other way. Again, Brady has stunned number one-seeded Lawrence Nelson tonight in Class D2, winning by a score of 40-34. West Point Central Catholic over Amherst tonight, 74-40 in girls' high school basketball. Vike has got it on the far sideline. Comes out now to Bailey Hansen, top of the key. Moves it on the dribble to the elbow, left side of the lane. Tori Wheeler down in the corner now. They get it to Horst. Entry pass down low. A shot is up there and in by Vike, but it won't count. Brittany Vike is whistled for the traveling violation. 16 turnovers on the Cougars. Russ Neimeyer, the old master over there, still up by 30 points, but he's seeing some of the younger kids out there that is now playing, still coaching the girls along here. It's a long-range jumper. It's going to be no good by Nitch. Long rebound. Sandy Creek comes down with it, but losing control of it and falling down with Brianna Bailey, and she's called for the steps. So Sandy Creek had the rebound, but she's called for the traveling violation. That's turnover number 17. On the Cougars. Sandy Creek will play again tomorrow afternoon at 3:45 against either Sandy, or rather against St. Cecilia or Ashland Greenwood. Those two teams playing in our final ball game here at Pershing. Down in the corner is Nitz. She drives the baseline and her shot is up and in. A little 10-footer. Brooklyn Nitz hits her second field goal of the ball game at 73-45. There's a Taylor Horse with the ball now for Sandy Creek. The Wheeler works it down to Vike. Her shot's going to be blocked down and taken out of there by a Tiffany Schultz, who's into the ball game now for Centura. Back the other way, a driving layup is going to be no good. Foul shot is up there, no good. Ball being tapped around on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Sandy Creek. So it's going to be Centura playing the ball in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket with 11.5 seconds to play here in this one. Lyon will get it in now to Aiken. Out here in three-point territory, takes the shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sandy Creek's Bailey Hansen. Hanson gets the ball away to Wheeler. Loses control of it. Now picks it back up. Wheeler throws it up at the buzzer. It's no good. And that's the ball game. As Sandy Creek Cougars move on into the semifinals in Class C1 as they destroy Centura here tonight in girls high school basketball from the state tournament. Cougars scoring the first 11 points in the ball game tonight and a win going away. Final score, Sandy Creek 73 and Centura 45. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Mills Ag Service of Dan and Brock is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Repairing international and all tractor brands, carrying irrigation parts and accessories, what you need, when you need it, from Mills Ag Service of Dan and Brock, a proud Centurion sponsor.
If you need a loan, you need the Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with your car loan, farm equipment, personal, or business loan. Whatever you need, checking accounts, savings accounts, loan CDs, the Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. The Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar, your full-service bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. The Guide Rock State Bank supports the Sandy Creek students, athletes, and coaches.
If you want the best renewable energy system for your home, the GeoXL geothermal system is right for you. GeoXL is the highest quality and most efficient choice for your home's heating and cooling needs. And now you can receive a federal tax credit of 30% on a new GeoXL geothermal system. You heard it right, a full 30% tax credit on the entire system. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. Start saving up to 70% on your home heating and cooling costs today by calling Cooney Refrigeration, Air Conditioning and Heating in Clay Center.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Hendricks Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
When it's time for an oil change, tire repair, muffler, or total overhaul, think Troy's Total Auto Care. Now offering computer alignments, too. And for total storage solutions, it's R&T Self-Storage, right behind Troy's Total Auto Care, Highway 11 in Kansas and Caro.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Pershing Auditorium, it was Sandy Creek tonight knocking off Centura in girls high school basketball in the opening round of the state tournament. Final score of 73-45. So the Cougars are now 22-1 on the season. They'll play in the semifinals at 3:45 tomorrow afternoon at the Bob Devaney Sports Center against either St. Cecilia or Ashland Greenwood. We'll have that ball game for you tomorrow afternoon. Here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. That Hastings St. Cecilia Ashland Greenwood game is coming up next over on 1230 KHIS. We'll get you the pregame show in about 10-15 minutes from right now. Final scoring of the ball game, first of all, for Sandy Creek. They were led tonight. Boy, everybody got in the ball game, played a lot here tonight for head coach Russ Neinmeyer. Michaela Shaw leads the way. She had 14 points in the ball game. Ashley Harms had 13. Carrie Shaw had 12 points, and Bailey Morris had 10. Other scorers, Montana Hendricks had 9 points in the ball game. Bailey Hansen came off the bench to score 7. Brianna Bailey had 4 points. Sandy Creek hitting 12 out of 20 from the free throw line here tonight as the Cougars rack up 73 points on Centura. The Centurions were led by Courtney Aiken as she scores 21. She was the only player in double figures tonight for Centura. Abby Suntech had 6 points. Amanda Bozinski had 4. Renee Lytle had 4 points. And Brooklyn Nitch came in and scored 4 points for Centura. In the fourth quarter of play, the Centurions were 10 out of 15 from the free throw line. The Cougars were 12 out of 20. Again, Sandy Creek wins it by a score of 73-45. Centura wraps up the season with a mark of 20 wins and 7 losses. Sandy Creek plays in the semifinals tomorrow. Their record now at 22-1. We'll take one more break. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River. Ask about our custom applications Best wishes to our area athletes from Agricultural Services.
If it's made of metal, Bosch Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, call Bosch Welding and Repair in Caro. Call Bosch for a tight weld.
State basketball, what a memorable occasion. Let Julie Nitsch capture your memories and teach you how to preserve them with her portrait studio and scrapbooking center. Go to portraitsandpages.com to learn more. Portraits and Pages, 223 South High Street in Caro.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, farm management, and more. With 30 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location close to you. Bank on a solid foundation with Cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Butcher Shop in Fairfield proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes and teams. Good luck and good sportsmanship in all your games. The Butcher Shop does custom butchering and the processing of beef, pork, and lamb, also canned meat. Eileen and Gene remind you the Butcher Shop is your place for the processing of your deer meat. Stop in or call the Butcher Shop at 402-726-2250. The Butcher Shop, 301 North D Street in Fairfield. The Butcher Shop supports the Sandy Creek students in the classroom and on the athletic fields.
You know Ed and Deb Stoltenberg because Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro is the best darn pivot dealer around. They carry Valley irrigation equipment and service all brands, new, used, underground, and insurance work. Get it all from Stoltenberg Irrigation in Caro.
Congratulations to the Centurions from Luca Savage Furniture, Carpeting, and Appliance. We're proud to have you representing our area at State and wish you continued success with the rest of the school year. Good luck from Luca Savage Furniture, Carpeting, and Appliance in downtown Farewell.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrock is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Repairing international and all tractor brands, carrying irrigation parts and accessories, what you need, when you need it, from Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrock, a proud Centurion sponsor.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So again, the final score in this one, it was Sandy Creek over Centura tonight by a score of 73-45. These Centurions wrap up their season with a mark of 20 wins and 7 losses on the season. The Class B game in the 7 o'clock hour is still going on here tonight. That's going on between Elkhorn and Norris. The other games have gone final as Lawrence Nelson has lost to Brady tonight 40-34. West Point Central Catholic over Amherst by a score of 74-40. Final numbers into the ball game. Sandy Creek tonight hitting 29 out of 43 from the field. That's for the game. They hit 67% from the field here tonight. Meanwhile, Centura was only 15 out of 48 for 31%. Sandy Creek on three-pointers, 3 out of 5 tonight for 60%. Centura was 5 out of 17 for 29%. The rebounds, the Cougars came up with 30 tonight. Centura had 21. Centura out-rebounding Sandy Creek on the offensive end, 11-6. But Sandy Creek with 30 total rebounds, 21 for Centura. The Cougars came up with 9 steals compared to 10 for Centura. Blocked shots, Sandy Creek had 3, Centura had 4. From the free throw line, Sandy Creek was officially 12 out of 22 for 55%. Centura was 10 out of 13 for 77%. But, boy, Centura cannot overcome the hot shooting from the Sandy Creek Cougars tonight. Sandy Creek hitting 29 out of 43 from the field, 67%. Centura just 15 out of 48 for 31%. Again, the Cougars jumped out to a 15-2 first quarter lead. In fact, Sandy Creek scored the first 11 points in the ballgame. Led 15-2 at the end of one quarter, 38-15 at halftime, 56-28 after three. And Sandy Creek wins it tonight over Centura by a score of 73-45. So tomorrow we'll have Sandy Creek here on the radio again for you on The Breeze. 3:45 will be the scheduled tip-off time. Be on the air with the pregame show at about 3:35 or so. Tomorrow from the Bob Devaney Sports Center, it'll be Sandy Creek playing either St. Cecilia or Ashland Greenwood in the semifinals in Class C2, or actually in Class C1. And we'll have the action for you on The Breeze tomorrow afternoon. Again, the final score, it was Sandy Creek beating Centura tonight by a score of 73-45. For my statistician, Gene Shaw, my producer and engineer, Stephanie Mueller, back to the radio station. I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Lincoln.
voice and play-by-play.
Your action at home or away.
Local sports favorites are here on the Breeze 94.5.
More variety means more of your favorite music.
You'll never look at music the same way again.
More variety. The Breeze 94.5.